Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back live from Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies Festival to strike out ALS is going on right now as we look out on the concourse here. Ike, joining us right now is one of the fine Phillies broadcasters, Mr. Ben Davis, who actually looks like I'm looking at two football players right here, Ben. Now, how old are your youngest son?
The youngest is 3.
Okay.
And then the girls are 9 and 10, and then we have another boy that's 12.
Okay, so the 3-year-olds we're out centering because I have a 2.5-year-old.
Okay.
I'm looking to kind of link them up right now. I need some size and good looks in the family. You offer both?
I'm down for whatever.
We're a little bit small, but she's slender. She's beautiful. She's taller. So I figure, you know, my grandchildren could at one time be great athletes.
There you go. You got to think for the future.
What do you think, Ike?
It's terrible parenting. I mean, you already got your daughter out with Ben's son.
Absolutely.
Ben's okay. It's his son. Yeah, I mean, he's okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be, all
right, we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk.
We'll talk after this. Hey, since I'm looking at a former catcher,
mm-hmm.
What we've seen out of Jorge Alfaro so far this year, and we know that when you look at the defense, it's the arm's unbelievable. There's a lot of pass balls. He's still learning what he's doing behind the plate. As far as that arm, though, you're talking about an elite I-Rod. I mean, you're talking the top of the league. How good can he be defensively?
Well, he's blessed. I mean, that arm of his is something that you just don't see a whole lot of. I think the catching overall in the big leagues, I think in most cases, it's terrible. I think it's bad. And that's why Jorge, I think, sticks out so much, because you can see that arm strength is so much better than everybody else's. He's made leaps and bounds from last year. I mean, he's gotten so much better. He's more quiet back there. His butt's lower to the ground. He's presenting a better target. He's blocking the ball better. And the way he's throwing the ball it's unbelievable. I mean, he leads all catchers in baseball with velocity towards second base. It's in the low 90s. And it's just something.
And the next closest isn't even close.
Yeah, but it's one thing to have a howitzer like that, but it's his accuracy as well. I mean, he's putting it right on the bag.
With ease.
And it's been fun to watch.
How impressed have you been with the way he's handled the starting rotation? I mean, we talk about the success these guys are having.
Yeah.
He's really in his first year as the guy there. Got to be impressed with the way he's handled the starters.
Absolutely. And you're seeing less and less shakes from the guys out on the mound. They're on the same page. They're getting a sign, and they're going. Yeah. And I think that's good, because the last thing you want is your pitcher to be out there with any kind of doubt in his mind. You want him throwing every pitch, and I mean every pitch. Every pitch has a purpose. You want him throwing every pitch with conviction. And that's something I'm thinking you're seeing these guys are on the same page. Obviously, their scouting reports and what they're doing out there, they're thinking along the same lines, and it's pretty seamless out there for the pitcher.
Well, Ben Davis is here for the Phillies Festival. All the players, there's autographs going on out there. It's going on right now. So if you get down here, I believe you can just go to phillies.com/Phillies Festival if you're on your way down, or you know you need to get a ticket when you get down here. Some of the 93 Phillies are here. All the your broadcasters mm-hmm. are here as well. I saw you out on the field the other night with your with your glove.
Yeah.
Anything close?
No. And it was weird. We got done talking after the game. I was banking on 2 to 3, maybe 4 ground balls or some balls in the vicinity.
Sure.
There was nothing. Aaron Altherr hit one up and foul on the upper deck. But that was like literally the closest one that we got. And it was, I wouldn't say it would disappoint. John did not want to, he did not want to ground ball in that vicinity. But I thought we would have gotten a couple.
I got to admit, I was afraid for you guys down there. Are you kidding me, man?
Screaming line drive off the face.
That's why I had a glove.
You guys are trying to call the game. You know, you got line drives possibly coming over in that area. There's no net down
well, Crocker,
there.
Crocker's wearing all these outfits, not really paying attention,
exactly.
Right?
He had the gladiator. The fanatic hooked him up with a gladiator outfit, so he was prepared. Yeah,
we saw it. All right, so the million-dollar question among Phillies fans right now, Ben, is the handling of the bullpen with Gabe Kapler. It's not conventional to a regular baseball standpoint for what a lot of us, what you grew up playing, what I grew up watching. I'm still waiting, and I still think that eventually these guys will settle into their roles.
Right.
But I think at the core of it, Gabe doesn't necessarily believe that that has has to happen. You think they add somebody to trade the line? Would bringing in a veteran guy that's closed before pretty much just end this whole conversation, because then he's your ninth inning guy, and then you can use Sir Anthony and Ramos and whoever else you want to?
In my opinion, I think it would. I'm a firm believer in having a guy in the ninth inning. You know, he's our closer. They don't think that way. It's I wouldn't say it's unconventional, but it's something that those guys feel that they can deal with matchups. They can bring in a guy, you know, maybe a guy's not a good slider hitter, and they'll bring in, you know, Ramos, AJ, or Edubray Ramos to come in and get an out. Lefty-lefty matchups with Morgan. That's just the way they think. They think that they can do matchups and be fine with it. I personally like the guy at the back end that we know that when that door shuts, it's going to be game over. I think Dominguez can be that guy.
Yeah, I think we agree with you.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, you hear Ben say it, you hear L.A. say it, you hear
Ricky guy, Bowe,
Ricky Botalico say it, right? But we're the ones that aren't in touch, and we're the Gabe haters because we want something that seems to be conventional. I mean, like, it's the way the game has been played since the beginning of time, and I understand having a new way of wanting to do things, but it doesn't make the old way of doing things a bad way to do things.
Right. But you got to have that guy. You know, you got to have Kenley Jansen at the back
it's
end
true.
Where you know that phone rings. You know that number 74 is getting it for the Dodgers. You know, do the Phillies have that guy right now? They might. But right now, it's not that. We thought we had a guy in Hector, and unfortunately he struggled coming out of the gates this year and got optioned to AAA. But, you know, I think Gabe has done a good job. It's not easy. I mean, it is not easy kind of learning on the job at this level because everything does happen so fast. But I think Gabe has done a phenomenal job with this ball club, and he's a big reason why they're in the position that they're in.
Yeah, and L.A. joined us earlier, and he said this, and I wrote it down because I thought it's simple, but it's accurate. They do have a winning attitude. This team, you can complain about the bullpen stuff. You can say, well, what's Gabe really done, and the analytics stuff's overblown. These guys are unified, and they have a winning attitude, and they've been showing it recently.
Yeah.
A couple of tough losses, but they've rebounded, and they've had a couple of really, really good wins, too.
Yeah, they have, and I think the positive attitude, the eternal optimism that Gabe and the coaching staff have, I think it is wearing off on the players because they have suffered some devastating losses. They really have. They've been some devastating losses. And you look back on it, and it really is a we'll get them tomorrow mentality, and that is the greatest thing about baseball is the fact that you can do it every day. It's, you know, not unlike football. If you lose in football, you have a heartbreaking football.
Yeah.
You gotta wait six more days or seven more days to do it again.
You gotta hear about it.
Exactly.
Six days.
Yeah. So that's the one thing that is tough. But their resiliency has been phenomenal this season.
You working this weekend?
I am not working this weekend. I'll be back in the studio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then I'll be back in the booth for the following series with the Nats. But we got I can never look past the
nice
Nationals.
Nice stretch, though, coming up.
Yeah,
nice
you can never look past the Nationals this weekend, but it'll be nice to see the Yankees come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and the firepower that they have. It's going to be a tough series.
It'll be cool to see with some of these young guys, the young starting staff, which looked really good, see how they respond. They got a nice stretch coming up here. So
yeah, it's been good. And, you know, you have a couple teams that, you know, obviously the Nats are very familiar with the Phillies and vice versa. But then you have a team in the Yankees that, yeah, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but man alive, they can strike out too. So it'll be fun to watch, that's for sure.
I got to tell you, I think the next 2 weeks, right, with the Phillies are going to be, from a fan's perspective, right, because it's been sort of slow to get in on the Phillies.
Right.
And I think they're going to have our full attention over the next few weeks, especially with these three series that are coming up. I think they'll be pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the other good thing is we saw the end of May, maybe the first part of June, we saw an offense that was really not real good, kind of anemic at times. But these guys are starting to swing the bats again, and everybody likes the 2-1 ball game or the 1-0 ball game. I love when guys swing the bats.
Not me. I'm with you,
man. You know what I mean?
I love when they swing the bats, and they are swinging the bats really well. And it starts at the top. You know, Cesar, who I absolutely love, he's been doing his thing. All the average is down, but he's man's getting on base.
Got eight home runs, too.
And then what Reese is doing and Odubel, it's been great, and it's only going to make the rest of that lineup better.
Just a quick answer because we're kind of up against it. I don't see Kingery as being an everyday shortstop. Gabe seems to – I don't know if he loves them there, but now they don't really have a choice. Is he good enough defensively? They're the worst defensive team in the National League. He's out there. He's battling, but He's a second baseman.
I mean, you always build ball clubs up the middle, right? You mean good catcher, good starting pitching, middle infield and center field. I think it's going to be a work in progress because that, among all positions, is the game just really does get a lot faster. You can't sit back on balls like you can in second because you have the longer throw at shortstop. He's made strides for a guy that's never played there.
Pretty amazing.
To learn at the big league level, he's been good.
All right, tonight, 76er draft.
Uh-huh.
You know something about a draft, but a Major League Baseball draft. But you were 1995?
95, yes.
Is we're the same age. You went second overall.
Yes.
What was that like back then? Because now it's on TV, and they try to make more of a football and a basketball way about it. But what were you doing draft night there,
Bruce? I was mowing the lawn. I was riding a John Deere.
Is that right?
I was. That morning I get up. My dad, you know, said, hey, man, you got to go mow the lawn. And I didn't come in until the lawn was done.
On draft day?
Put the tractor back in. And
you knew pretty much you were going where you were going.
I had a good idea. But, you know, again, no cell phones back then. It was waiting on the landline. And there were some folks at the house who were waiting on the phone call. And a phone call came. And it was our GM, San Diego, saying we took you with the number 2 overall selection. And it was great. Everyone was hooting and hollering. And
you're over the tire looking for a glass of lemonade.
You had to go get the mulch, right?
I didn't have to mulch that day. That was good. But it was, I mean, obviously it's been a lot different. And you look at now, everyone's on MLB Network.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously the paycheck's a little bigger, too.
Big show now. Yeah,
I mean, it's a lot different. But it was a special day and one I'll never forget.
All right, there he is. Ben Davis, part of the great broadcasting team for NBC Sports Philadelphia. And he will be here today taking autographs.
Yeah.
Doing autographs.
It's a special day. It's such a good thing that the Phillies do. It's just wonderful.
Kissing babies.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll find a way to put an end to this darn disease. It's just horrible.
Agreed.
But, yeah, I mean, this is why we're here, and this is why we're trying to raise money for. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.